Good vach. We hope you had an enjoyable Shabbos. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Lili Nishmas, Sarah Malka Bas Rav Yitzchak. Today we are in Masechta Brachos, Perek Zayin, Mishnayos Dalet, and hey, the Mishnah begins. Shlosha Sha'achlu Ke'echad. What if you have three people who are eating together? Now, since they're all chayiv in Zimun together, right, the Einam Rashaim L'chalik, they cannot divide up now and decide they're going to bench without having Zimun. V'chein Arba, V'chein Chamisha, the same thing is true for four and five people. They don't have a right to go ahead and separate. Shisha Nechlakim, but once you have two groups, two distinct groups where no one's going to lose out within the process, there's nothing that's going to be lost, so then we can split into two separate groups, Adasara, until you get to 10. Once you get to 10, something else is supposed to happen. What's supposed to happen is we're supposed to add the word Leilokenu. But Vasara ain't Nechlakim Achi Yuas Esrim. The group of 10 can't go ahead and separate until you get to 20, because then you can have two groups benching with the same style. Otherwise, you're going to lose out on part of the level of the Zimun. And this sometimes happens in great situations at weddings and whatnot, where people decide they're going to leave early, and they wind up giving up on a mitzvah of Zimun. This is a big question, and how one should proceed under those circumstances is a function of a certain degree of analysis among the poskim. Shnei chabur shahayu ochlos bevayis echad. What if you had two different groups that were eating in the same house, in the same, there are two separate tables, but they're in the same place. So bismancha miktasam roen es elu es elu, as long as some people from one group can see the people in the other group, harelu tzmitztarf and lezimun, then the entire group, both groups, small groups, can be mitznarif to one big zimun. The ilav, but if that's not the case, elu mizamnin liatzman, the elu mizamnin liatzman, then everyone can go ahead and be and should be mizamnin separately, right? Sometimes if you have a very big wedding and everyone's in separate rooms, or we're learning Masechta Megillah when Achashverosh had parties, not that the party was definitely the place for a zimun, but if you had a part of the people were in the Gina and a part of the people were in the Bisan, right? As long as the people are able to see one another, they could be mitzdarif. But if not, if they can't see each other, everyone should be mizamin separately. Now, ein mevarchan alayayin. We don't make bori pri agafen achiyitin l'socho mayim until you get rid of the sharpness of the wine by adding water to it, divrei Rabbi Eliezer, according to Rabbi Eliezer. V'chachamim omrim mevarchim. The chachamim say, what are you talking about? You make bori pri agafen even on the wine that is not mazuk, and that is not watered down. But the Chachamim agree that when you're dealing with a cup of Birkas HaMazon, the cup, if you're going to bench over a cup of wine, that we don't make that bracha until after we make the mitzvah min hamufchar, and until after you've created a wine that's able to be drunk. We'll stop here. Be'ezus Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow. Everyone have a great day and a wonderful vach.